Is it? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens, what's that?
Oh, man.
Oh, is it you, Alfred? I woke up and I wondered where I was. Merry Christmas, Alfred.
Merry Christmas. Me head. Don't talk, this goes right through me head.
Well, I can't understand you sometimes, Alfred. You comes home last night and you go straight to bed. You won't have no tea after I spend hours cooking it, mind
you. Oh, Angelus, don't talk. For the love of Mike, it goes right through me head. Just make us a cup of strong black tea, will you, Liz? Strong, go on.
Oh, well, I'll get up and do that and see if Blossom's up to see what Father Christmas left her.
Yeah. Hey, listen, is any of them dog-conditioned powders left, Liz?
Not that I know of.
Well, just bring in a cup of water first and some bicarb, will you?
Well, I don't think there ain't none of that, neither.
Oh, blimey. Well, a cup of strong black tea, go on, Liz, will you, please?
Well, I'm just trying to get these slippers on what Mrs. Jupley gave me for Christmas. Oh, they are lovely slippers. Real nice to look at and real comfortable. If I could get them on. Only they're about 3 or 4 sizes too small. I might be able to slip them down the back and fit them on.
Oh, Liz, please stop talking with you. You don't know what my head is like.
Oh, well, I dare say it's your own fault, Alfred. I wouldn't be surprised if Father Christmas has left you something, too, on the kitchen table, such as 2 ounces of tobacco and a packet of fibers.
Liz, please stop talking, will you? You don't know what my head's like.
Oh, well, I'm going now, Alfred. I think I does hear Blossom up.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
Oh, yes, I think so. Merry Christmas, Blossom, my pet.
Oh, hello, Auntie Lucy. A Merry Christmas to you, too. Look at the lovely stocking Father Christmas left me.
Yes, 2 and 6. It would be about 2 and 6. Oh, and a picture book.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm lucky, aren't I, Auntie Lizzie? And look, this is tobacco for Uncle Alfred. Auntie Lizzie, didn't Father Christmas leave you anything?
Well, he don't seem to have, does he?
No, Auntie Lizzie. Oh, haven't you been a good girl this year?
Oh, I should say I've been a very... Yes, I have. But he knows I don't want nothing, I suppose, because I got your Uncle Alfred, don't I? And I got you.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter about Father Christmas, Auntie Lizzie, because I've got you something.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What's that?
It's a hanky, Auntie Lizzie. It was all I could save up to get. And you know what? I got Uncle Alfred 4 boxes of matches because he's always growling about there being no matches, isn't he? He's just like my daddy when he's home.
Well, now, that's real lovely of you, Blossom. And this is the most beautiful stanky what I ever had. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, what's that?
Oh, wait a minute. Look, I just got it out of the stocking. It's a trumpet, I think. Oh, listen, wait a minute. Goody, goody, goody. You know what? I've always wanted a trumpet. Oh,
well, I'm going to make a cup of tea for your Uncle Alfred now. You go in, Blossom. Go on and wish him a Merry Christmas.
Oh, all right, Auntie Lucy. Oh, is that you, Uncle Alfred? Oh, gosh, there you are.
Oh, man.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Uncle Alfred. Look at the lovely trumpet that I got in my stocking. Oh. You listen to it, it's goody.
Oh, Mommy, stop it, will you? Stop it, me head, I tell you. Oh, stop it.
I'm awfully sorry, Uncle Alfred.
Oh, me poor head. Mommy, me poor head.
You take that off your sister again, Reginald, and I'll box your ears for you when I'm done me front, so don't forget. No signs of Missy's up yet? Oh, there she comes out. Now I better go over. Merry Christmas, Missy's up.
Merry Christmas, my love.
There's Mrs. Uckle out too. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Uckle. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Johnson. Hello, Mrs. Hobbs.
Oh, good morning, my sweet. I suppose Father Christmas came to your children last night.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hobbs, and there's been nothing but fights ever since. It's worn me nerves to a frazzle already. Good job my Bottomy went out real early.
Oh, well, where did he go?
Oh, I couldn't say, Mrs. Hobbs. Round to some of his mates' place, I suppose. He never says where to me. All he said was he'd be home for Christmas dinner at 12 o'clock sharp and had better be ready or else.
Oh, and what does he mean by or else?
Well, I'll find that out, Mrs. Hobbs, if it ain't ready on the dot. Anyhow, he's gone out, and that's a great relief.
Now, and did he give you a Christmas box?
Oh, no, Mrs. Jones. My Bottomy don't do that sort of thing. I will say this for him. When he told me to get up and get his breakfast, he just told me he never kicked me out like he would in the other morning. Did your Obs give you anything?
Not as yet, Mrs. Bottomy. He likes to do that when we are on our own. I'll get it later on, I dare say. Oh, there's Mrs. Jepley and Mrs. Jepley's outside Mrs. Jepley's.
Yes. I was thinking of yesterday, Mrs. Hobbs, especially Mrs. Jepley. She was real nice as pie, wasn't she?
Oh, well, it's Christmas, my love, and you've got to forget animosities.
Oh, that wouldn't be hard for me, Mrs. Hobbs. I don't think I ever heard her name before.
No, but you still got to forget. I never heard whose name.
This animosity.
Oh, let it go, my love. We don't want to go into one of them things again. Not on Christmas Day. Here's Mrs. Jepley and Mrs. Jepley's coming down here.
Oh, yes.
We just came down to wish you a Merry Christmas, Mrs. Hobbs, and a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Bottomley.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Jepley, and to you, Mrs. Jepley's.
A Merry Christmas to you, Hobbsy, I suppose. I can't help eating the sod of you sometimes, but I don't suppose you can help.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Jepley's, thank you. Oh, them slippers you gave me yesterday was lovely, Mrs. Jepley. The teeniest fraction too small, but they'll wear in, no doubt.
Is Dicky Bart, Mrs. Hobbs?
Ah, the bevy of beauty. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Mr.
Bart. Well, I was only thinking of myself as I was coming along. Another Christmas day and a man still managed to keep out of the workhouse. I popped round to see Malfie, Mrs. Hobbs.
Oh, well, you'll find him still in bed with a pot of tea on the chair beside him. The front door's open. You can go in if you like.
Okay, Mrs. Hobbs. I'll see you all later, eh?
And no doubt, Mrs. Hobbs, we shall be seeing you and Mrs. Bottomley at Mr. Butler's place tonight.
Ah, yes, we'll all be there. And my Hobbs and Dickie Bart, too. I'll try and manage to get my Hobbs to recitate one of his recitations. You ain't never heard my Hobbs recitating.
Well, we've heard him all right, don't you worry.
Oh, he's very good at it, of course. But the trouble is, it's so hard to get him started.
Yes, but he's like the rest of them. Once he does get started, it's a lot harder to get him stopped. Oh, well, you can make allowances at Christmas, I suppose.
We shall probably hear Mr. Hobbs tonight, then, Mrs. Hobbs, at Mr. Bundle's.
Yes, and it should ought to be a very good night tonight at Mr. Bundle's place. A real good night.
And the lifeblood was ebbing away. So close to me heart, I yelled her, and I pillowed her head on me breast, and me tears fell fast as she breathed the last. Me girl of the golden west.
Well, excellent, excellent.
That was real lovely, Alfred. But it was real sad, too. Don't you think so, Mr. Bundle?
Well, it was really most entertaining, Mrs. Hobbs, indeed, so. Dear, dear me. You know, one is really surprised at the amount of talent, could I say, to be found among one's friends. Dear me.
My Jeffries used to do it one time. I've heard my Jeffries recite.
Oh, excuse me a minute, Mrs. Jeffries. Is Blossom still asleep, by the way?
Blossom is still asleep on my bed, Mrs. Hobbs.
Oh, well, it's a pity she never heard. I don't think she's ever heard her Uncle Alfred recitate. I says encore, Alfred. Who else says encore?
Oh, well, now you've got a man on the go, I suppose.
Oh, why, Tom, that was his third encore then. You can have too much of a good thing, you know. Can't you, Mrs. Jepley?
I love to see people enjoying themselves, Mrs. Jepley's. That makes me so happy, Mr. Bundle.
Well, dear me.
I like that, Mr. Bundle. My greatest happiness comes from seeing others happy. So, if Mr. Hobbs is enjoying himself...
Oh, it's all right for him, but what about us? We got to listen to it.
I was thinking, I don't know if I can remember all of the Last Ride of the Lone Ranger. It's got 46 verses, you see.
Well,
but
we don't want it.
Well, I suppose we does want it.
Now, wait on, Alfie. What about Sing a Song of Sixpence?
Oh, blimey, I'd forgot that. Yeah, okay.
That's nice and short.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next song will be a dance recited by Mr. Alfred Hobbs, the well-known Chinese impersonator. Mr. Hobbs, who to give him his Chinese name, Ah Poo, has performed this before the royal family. The Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Wharf Labourers' Arms, and all well-known and famous hotels. When he recited it at the building trade smoko, he is presented with a brick house, a brick at a time. Over their head, well, it don't matter. Mr. Alfred Hobbs, in his well-known Chinese folk song, Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Dingy, songy, ticker pants, blocky, mochy lie. Doesn't do blackie birdie cookie in the pie. When him cut the top side, birdie bobbery thing, him thinking nice dishes ready for it, cling. Cling in the tucky loom, county mochy money. Queenie in the kitchen, choo-choo bloody honey. Seven girly shaky, hangy washy clothes, chip-chop coming blackie birdie, nippy off his nose. Hola. I got one.
Well, listen, I'll have a go at the last slide of the Lone Ranger, if you like. I suppose I remember most of it.
Now, wait on, Alfred, wait on. Mrs. Jumpley's got the glasses filled. Here's yours. Oh, everybody got one?
Oh, yes,
a bit of a collar on this, huh?
Well, here's Sir Christmas, Mr. Bundle.
Oh, indeed, yes, Mr. Bart.
I think as we are at your place, Mr. Bundle, you should propose a toast.
Oh, really? Well, I can only say, my friends...
Yeah, he knows us too well to call us ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I know you all too well to call you anything but my friends, Mr. Hobbs. I think if there must be a toast, it should be a toast to our friends, both far and near. Christmas, I think, is a time when old friends foregather and new friends should be made.
Here, here. Yeah,
thank you. Well, I only hope there will come a Christmas before long when there really will be peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And I ask you all not to forget what Christmas really means. Well, to all our friends everywhere,
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.